I'm Anjui James Soyes with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, August 16. Coming up, Ministry of Finance to sign $35 million MOU with eGov Jamaica. U.S. government ready to partner with Jamaica for clean energy. And Agriculture Ministry urges stakeholders in the egg industry to maintain consistency in quality and supply. The details after the break.
Students 16 to 18 years old, listen up.
After fifth form, we're next.
The Career Advancement Program, CAP.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information offers 2 additional years of training to prepare you for higher learning and the job market.
Free tuition available at more than 100 institutions island-wide in partnership with the HireTrust NTA, National Youth Service, Registered Apprenticeship Program, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning.
For more information and to register, go to moey.gov.jm.
Call 9679020 or 9677802 or email CAP at moey.gov.jm.
Now the news. The Ministry of Finance is to sign a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with eGov Jamaica, which will see the agency receiving $35 million in loan funding. The funding is earmarked to assist the agency in further meeting its mandate of establishing a modern ICT service provider for the entire government of Jamaica. It will also help to ensure that reliable and consistent data is available for decision-making and service delivery across the public service. The MOU is slated to be signed on Thursday, August 25. It forms part of the government's strategic public sector transformation project, which aims to strengthen public resource management and support selected public sector entities in facilitating an environment for growth. eGov Jamaica is the information technology implementation arm for the government. The agency offers services in a range of areas, including database and system administration, software acquisition and development, and data center services. United States Ambassador to Jamaica Luis Moreno says the U.S. government stands ready to partner with Jamaica to bring clean, reliable, and affordable energy to the island. Ambassador Moreno says the objective is to break Jamaica's dependence on expensive, high-carbon, and fossil fuels.
If Jamaica commits to getting 50% of its energy from renewable sources by 2030, the United States government and our innovative private sector will be there to make that commitment a reality.
Mr. Moreno was speaking at the opening of the BMR Energy Wind Farm in Potsdam, St. Elizabeth recently. The ambassador says based on the efforts of BMR, Jamaica will see a 5-fold increase in its clean energy production in 4 years, adding that it will reach nearly 10% of national electricity capacity by 2017. Minister of Agriculture Carl Samuda is urging players in the egg industry to ensure consistency in price and quality. Addressing a recent breakfast meeting with stakeholders in the egg industry, Mr. Samuda said the sector must look at how best to sustain reliable output in order to maintain prices, which will allow better business planning. He says the hospitality sector, being a major consumer, is an opportunity for the egg-producing industry to expand and further maintain consistency. There are approximately 600 large-scale egg farmers locally.
But if those 600 are really to expand and grow, they have to look not only at expanding their relationship with the export sector, which is the tourism sector, but they must look to using the opportunities that will flow from there to expand production and go out into the Caribbean and market the product.
Research indicates that each Jamaican eats an average of 1 egg per week, which the Jamaica Egg Farmers Association is seeking to increase to 7 eggs per person per week. And research is being conducted by the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport and Mining for the preparation of scientific reports on the Dyke Road in St. Catherine and the Greenvale Main Road in Manchester. The report, when complete, will include recommendations for lowering the number of road crashes that occur along the two major thoroughfares, which together have been the site of over 74 crashes since the start of the year.
We've been looking at 3 fundamental elements. We look at the human behavior, we look at the vehicle, and we also will look at the road, the whole environment itself. It will lead to the preparation of a report based on proper road safety inspection principles. This is a skill that is coming out of the United Nations Decade of Action for Road Safety, which nation states are required to have. Once we complete it, it is then released to the National Works Agency, and National Works Agency will begin the process of implementing.
Director of the Road Safety Unit, Knut Herr. Plans were also recently announced to reinspect the Bogwalk Gorge in St. Catherine and to place road signs and additional infrastructure along the 11-kilometer corridor to help prevent crashes. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.